Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, the 22nd edition, 22nd day of November 2009. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. As I warned you, they have now passed the health care bill in the U.S. Senate fully out of committee, and they got the 60 votes needed to bring it up for full debate starting November 30th. And if they could get the votes to bring it out for full debate and then passage, they've got the votes to pass it. Mainline neocon media is telling conservatives and libertarians that we're going to beat this. This is nothing more than in World War I, the German speaker saying, "The war is over, lay down your arms," in 1915, in the middle of the war. The war is joined. They have a razor-thin margin of victory. That's why they're telling you you've won, so that you will stand down on the health care bill. Same thing with the carbon tax. They're going to pass the carbon tax either this year or early in session next year. Same thing with the health care bill. Same thing with open borders amnesty. Same thing with their gun control bills, that they've got 15 of them introduced, some of them out of committee. The globalists are openly admitting they're making their moves right now. We're going to be talking about that today. Also, EU president says that Copenhagen will give them a global management, global governance, world government. He says it all in an amazing clip we're going to play after this break. The first year of global governance, as well as the first year of global management. These are both quotes. Global government management. This is the new head of the EU government. We're also going to get into the police state news, people being arrested for their children playing in their backyards, people being arrested for not paying tips when they get bad service. It is all coming up. Plus, there's a bunch of internet news. As you know, 2 weeks ago, the secret world treaty on the internet was leaked. Obama's declared national security on it and refused to release it. It's now been released. And it talks about if you're caught file sharing, you're just banned from being on the internet. And to do that, they've got to have an ID system where everyone has to be ID'd to go on the internet. That's also used to track everywhere you go, what you do, and to create that digital profile. So, ladies and gentlemen, just the news is off the charts as usual, but it's getting more and more intense as the tyranny and corruption just intensifies. We're also going to have open phones today. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I've thrown out a lot of important subjects here, and I hope you'll want to talk about one or more of these, but you're welcome to call in about whatever you'd like, 888-201-2244. The biggest piece of news broke at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com back on Tuesday. But then it didn't get any attention because it hadn't been confirmed whether or not the hack was accurate, whether it was a real hack. And we pointed that out when we posted it, that we don't know if this really happened, but this is coming out in the hacker circles. It appears to be accurate from high-level hackers we know. It is confirmed. The hackers, the good hackers, and most hackers are great people. That's why the media demonizes them. They're for freedom and liberty, and they protect us a lot of the time and let us know what's coming before it happens. They have done something so incredibly wonderful, so incredibly good, a major victory against the empire. Many Bothans died and suffered to bring you this information, and we're going to cover it on the other side of this break. This is a death blow to the New World Order.
The illusion created by the... You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ had a term for it. When you give people incredible information and like pigs running around in the mud, they just trample over it. Pearls before swine. You throw $100,000 string of black pearls out in front of a stampeding herd of wild hogs, they're going to stampede over those pearls or diamonds or rubies or gold or platinum. I hope the information we're about to cover isn't trampled in the mud. I hope every single listener of this important radio transmission Sunday, November 22nd, 2009, takes notes, gets upset about this information, emails it to their entire email list, calls talk radio, writes letters to the editor. I hope you go tonight while your neighbors are watching NFL football and bang on their door and say, look at this AP article. Look at this Washington Post article. Look at this Reuters article. Look at this BBC article. And explain to them what's happening. That's the way a real American, or anybody else for that matter worldwide, that loves truth and loves freedom would respond. What am I talking about? No, I'm not talking about the health care bill that's passed the House. Now it's passed out of committee. Going to go to full debate in the next few weeks. They're probably going to pass it. Socialize our health care. Take over our lives. Take more money out of our paychecks. Give you $250,000 fines and 5 years in jail if you don't get the insurance. That's bad enough, and we're going to be discussing it. No, I'm not talking about the secret world treaty that Obama declared national security on that is now on BBC and Boing Boing and other places. Finally, it was leaked by hackers yet again, doing a great job. It's been leaked, and the White House confirms it's a national security violation. They're trying to hunt down who leaked it. A total takeover of the Internet, taxes on the Internet, shutting down the web as we know. If you ever file share, no judge, no jury, you're banned from ever using the Internet. Everyone is to be issued a ID number to use the Internet so they can track everything you do and turn it off. No, that's not the big news that I hope isn't pearls before swine. All this other just off the charts, insane news is not the top story. Now, I'm going to bring out these pearls. I'm going to bring out these diamonds of information so important to everyone. I am going to bring this out right now live on over 40 AM and FMs. It's over 60 on the weekday show. Over 40 AM and FM stations, number one show on the Internet streams, according to Shoutcast and other rating services. And I have respect for you listening on WWCR Worldwide Shortwave, listening on satellite. I have respect for all of our millions of listeners right now that you are going to get as upset about this and as focused as I am about the information I am about to give you. And this information is so huge that I almost don't even want to cover it here in the first segment. I mean, not because of hype, but because it necessarily needs to be the finale. We need to build up towards this. We need to explain to people how important this is and give you the backstory, the history of it. But because time is of the essence, I'm going to start getting into this right now. But I'm going to beg listeners. We're also simulcasting on internet television at prisonplanet.tv for members. Take this video file. Give it to everyone you know. Call everyone you know. Tell them to tune in. Whether you're listening to us in Chicago or Austin, Texas, or Florida, or San Francisco, I want you to call everyone you know and tell them to tune in right now. If you're listening in Knoxville, Tennessee, if you're listening in Kansas City on the AM and FM, you need to call everyone you know. Because every day on this radio show, we bring out incredible bombshell information in legislation, in government documents, in alternative media, in mainstream media, in original research and reports we file. Think of how many national stories we've broken. But this type of information, Tuesday, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, from several major hacking services, white hat hackers, good guys, and most hackers are white hat, either that or they're teenage kids screwing around who haven't grown up yet. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo posted it, and it was unconfirmed. And we said, this is unconfirmed. We can't get a response from these universities, but we're trying to find out if this is true or not. Thousands and thousands and thousands of internal correspondence between the United Nations and the main universities that they use to certify their IPCC global warming information, where they say the earth is going to flood, all the major coastal cities are going to be underwater, the polar bears are going to die, the earth is heating, it's unnatural, carbon dioxide is a poison, it's not the sun causing it. And the head professor for the UN, he is the main individual they use for all their data of all these universities they have on their payroll. For 5 years, he's refused to give Dr. Tim Ball, who's in my film, Fall of the Republic, and other top climatologists, MIT climatologists, you name it. He has refused to give them his data, saying it's proprietary, though it's being used to set up a tax on your house, your car, coal, everything. Schwarzenegger banning TVs above 40 inches, taxing all the others. I mean, total government control. Thousands of new taxes. One-child policies worldwide being called for. Because humans exhale 5.5 pounds on average a day, depending on your size, of your cardiovascular system, of carbon dioxide. It's what plants breathe. Then they release oxygen that animals, mammals, insects breathe. Now, over 30,000 top scientists countered the 300 scientists that the UN had in the last 2 years, published papers saying it was a fraud, said this is a complete fraud, a takeover of the carbon cycle, listing life and respiration as criminal. This is a fraud. They got fired. They lost their jobs. Over 90% of college and institutional private research is government funded. There has been a purge. They have said it's like Holocaust denial to talk about it or to discuss it. And Al Gore's major university sources have been caught faking buoy data on Arctic and Atlantic and Pacific temperatures, saying it was hotter than it really was. And they always say it's an accident when they get caught. They've been caught hundreds of times putting out fake data. Ladies and gentlemen, the universities that were hacked now admit they've been hacked. It is confirmed. There are criminal investigations of the hackers, which is wonderful because it only certifies this is real. They admit it's real. And the hackers got all the secret documents. How the big fake environmentalists admit it's all a lie, the earth is cooling, carbon dioxide's good for you, and these people knew it the whole time. Now, we already knew they knew. We already knew they were grabbing a hold of industrial society. We already have the UN population reports, 1996 biological diversity assessment, saying it's a way to make humans the enemy, and the Club of Rome, and the Council on Foreign Relations reports. We already have the Maurice Strong, 1992, Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit, the head of the UN climate program, saying this is a way to shut down human industrial capacity so we can control everybody. But the hackers got all the secret documents. It's in AP. It's in Washington Post. But they're reporting it like it's no big deal. Oh, well, they got caught saying hide data. They got caught, and they kind of whitewash it. But the whitewash is completely devastating. This is absolute nails in their coffin if we get this out. Because the AP and Reuters and all this is bad, but it's a whitewash. We have the actual emails and documents, and WikiLeaks has them, up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, now this is confirmed, have huge reports coming out tomorrow. We have them. We have these criminals. Yes!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, for radio listeners, we have caught the chief climatologist, the main research group at a British university, talking to all these other universities about how to demonize climate skeptics, other scientists going, well, wait, your data's fake. But that's not even important compared to the other news. How to put out fake info and how to cover up the real data showing the Earth has actually been cooling the last 4 years and that the sun is the major driver. Now, the reason hackers hit this guy and this particular university is that he's the main one cited by the United Nations saying the Earth is heating and that the oceans are going to rise and we're all basically dead if we don't pay a tax to Al Gore and the UN. Separately, I have the new EU president announcing 2009 is the first year of global governance and global management, saying they're going to use the carbon tax to control the world. What did Ban Ki-moon 3 Sundays ago say in the New York Times? He's the UN Secretary General. In an article titled, We Can Do It, he said, global government, global governance will be financed and controlled through carbon taxes that will allow us to regulate and control all facets of world life, and all resource management will go through these unelected corporations that control the UN. This is the UN head saying this. Who's the other UN head? Head of the Security Council. Barack Obama. No president's ever served as that. The average American doesn't even know that's happening. That's what we cover in my film, Fall of the Republic, available on DVD at Infowars.com. That's why that film's so important. Because if they get this carbon tax legislation through, at Copenhagen, in Europe, and in the U.S., it's over, folks. Total control. They're now trying to pass this in the next month, and it is a godsend that these conscientious white hat hackers who I bow to, I prostrate myself, I thank you, I hail you, oh, you are wonderful. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful what you've done. Now, we started reporting on this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday when it was only on the big hacking sites. Now AP, Reuters, BBC, they're all confirming, yes. The Washington Post admits it, but says nothing about the lying, nothing about how these head universities with the UN were all colluding and racketeering how to lie and how to persecute scientists and fire them and remove them who were criticizing him. He wouldn't release his data for 5 years. He refused to release it when the UN was using it as an excuse to say carbon dioxide is deadly and is making the temperature rise. Now, I'm going to read to you the AP article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Give them a screenshot right now. For radio listeners, just Google the term or go to smartpage.com and Google the term, search the term. Hackers leak emails stoke climate debate. Now, even though the AP had to report on this, we need to push and make sure this becomes big nightly news everywhere. Right in the middle of this big man-made climate change global tax push. This headline should be, hackers release emails proving global warming a fraud. Because their emails, which we have up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they were posted earlier in the week. Paul Watson is reposting them. But even though I saw these, and even though they looked authentic and had seals and letterhead, we said, well, this is being reported. We don't know if it's true. It's now confirmed. The university's investigating. The British government's investigating. The U.S. government, the U.N. are saying, how dare these hackers? This is illegal. How dare them rob us? They are not denying this. This is admitted. Let me say that again. They are not denying this. Now, Al Gore got caught this week by climatologists in Florida. Got no attention on Monday. Friday morning, Paul Watson wrote an article at Prison Planet. Our site's so big, it made national news, got picked up by scores of newspapers. Rush Limbaugh had it as his top headline all day. He sourced Prison Planet, where Al Gore photoshopped a NASA photo, and we got the NASA photo right next to it, and put hurricanes spinning the wrong direction, the U.S. flooded, and he said, oh, this is what NASA says is going to happen. No, Al Gore has been caught fraudulently photoshopping. That made national news Friday. Okay, we are breaking through. Everything we cover now becomes national news. Ladies and gentlemen, there has been nothing we've ever done on the climate issue as important as what I'm about to read. I'm going to read the AP whitewash, and this is devastating. This is red-handed. Now listen, and listen carefully. Give me a close shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Hackers leak emails, stoke climate debate, Associated Press, David Stringer. Computer hackers have broken into a server at a well-respected climate change research center in Britain and posted hundreds of private emails and documents online, stoking debate over whether some scientists have overstated the case for man-made climate change. Now, that should say the devastating emails admit a systematic form of persecution and racketeering against scientists and groups disagreeing with the UN's agenda. In their own internal documents, they admit the Earth is actually cooling and that carbon dioxide isn't causing it. But they don't say that. Go read the actual emails. In fact, later, if I have time, we're going to read some of those. And we're going to be covering this all next week into Thanksgiving. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, doing huge stories right now. Now, listen. The University of East Anglia, and what's important, that's the main university the UN cites, in eastern England, said in a statement Saturday that the hackers had entered the server and stolen data at its climate research unit, a leading global research center on climate change. See, they're admitting this is their emails. They all need to go to prison. I mean, they're in here going, we got to get this guy fired. We got to go after this person. We got to get their papers banned. We got to run this guy out of business. They're talking about ruining scientists' lives. And I've met a lot of these scientists, interviewed them. They're communists, they're socialists, they're conservatives. They're just scientists. They don't have a political axe. They go, the Earth's cooling. It's the sun. Why are you saying carbon dioxide's bad? Al Gore got caught 2 years ago showing that carbon dioxide goes up on that famous graph and then the temperatures go up. But the real graph released by NASA and all these universities from ice core studies show that the temperature goes up and then carbon dioxide goes up in the next 100 years. Because it releases carbon dioxide from the water, from the ice, and there's more plant life, more animal life, and it boosts the total amount. The scientists that exposed Gore lost their jobs. It doesn't matter if Gore is now retracted. They persecute people. They get people fired. That's in these emails. Okay, I'm going to cover it. It's just there's so many facets to this evil. The University of East Anglia and Eastern England said in a statement Saturday that the hackers had entered the server and stolen data at its climate research unit, a leading, it is the leading, global research center on climate change. The university, this is AP! The university said police are investigating the theft of the information but could not confirm. And it goes on, more than a decade of correspondence between leading British and U.S. scientists is included in about 1,000 emails and 3,000 documents posted on the websites following the security breach last week. Some climate change skeptics and bloggers claim the information shows scientists have overstated the case of global warming and allege the documents contain proof that some researchers have attempted to manipulate data. Yeah, and the police should be seizing all of these servers now before they erase it and then claim that it was never there and claim it's fake, but they messed up. They're admitting it's real and throwing a fit. Just like the White House memo and the Downing Street memo where Bush and Blair are talking about staging events. That is now confirmed to be real because of the criminal investigation and the White House admitted it. We're going to come back and read the bombshell developments where they fake the data. They know it's a fraud. We'll be right back.
Attention, flu vaccine alert. Eugenics has been in operation for generations. The final extermination phase was set up in 2005, when the blood pH of blood types A, B, and O were set up to life-critical levels in preparation for this precise moment in time. The blood type B was increased in acidity, while the alkaline blood types of A and O were set up to an average pH of 7.54. The blood pH has been carefully managed by methodical, intentional poisoning. The vaccines, planned long ago, are formulated to push the blood pH past the critical points in order to kill and disable many. The blood types of A, B, and O have damaged DNA and immune systems. Blood type AB has neutral pH with normal DNA and immune function. The number of the poison blood types of A, B, and O is now approaching 200 million in the U.S. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Poisoning of mankind.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I feel like I should be popping champagne right now. I mean, can this get any more delicious for the truth and freedom and these criminals? Last Thursday, the House voted to go to a full vote to start debate in the next month to audit the private Federal Reserve. The criminals that are pushing this global carbon tax, the Federal Reserve's only one arm of a European private banking syndicate. Here's U.S. News and World Report. Ron Paul Fed provision passes House Financial Services Committee. I mean, where's the champagne? I said Friday we should pop champagne. That's it. I'm buying champagne after the show. I don't even really drink, but I mean, this is bubbly time. In fact, we ought to send Burnus out before he does his show live, so at the end of my show, I can have a glass of champagne. We'll get one bottle. All of us in the crew will have one glass. I mean, this, in fact, get me champagne. I'm going to drink a glass of champagne on air because we're not out of the woods. We haven't won the fight yet, but we're hitting on all cylinders. Victory, victory, victory. Rush Limbaugh comes out Friday, calls Al Gore a crook, admits it's all a scam by the New World Order to have global carbon taxes, covers our story about how Al Gore's photoshopping fake documents. And now the Associated Press, Reuters, BBC, Washington Post, they're all having to report that the internal emails between the UN and the University of East Anglia, their main research body, the Climate Research Unit, the leading global research center on climate change, who've been accused of creating fake data, and over again it's been found that what they claim from global weather stations, that they're saying it's hotter than what scientists and other universities and research firms go to those other universities and actually get their temperature records, and it's not what these universities, not just East Anglia, but others are saying. See, they've been caught over and over again. But now they could say, oh, we made a mistake. No, now we have them where they're openly colluding, where they're openly manufacturing it. In one leaked email, the research center's director, Phil Jones, writes to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics of the last millennium. He alludes to a technique used by fellow scientists to hide the decline. That's a quote. Hide the decline in recent global temperatures. See, this is like all of those, remember 100 years ago, Piltdown Man and all those other cases where they would find a pig jaw and put fake teeth in it and claim they'd found the missing link and they'd always get caught? This is scientific fraud. If it ever was. We have these people. Their entire New World Order plan rests on the global carbon tax, and they are bleeding to death in front of us. Oh, I've never had champagne on air. Get me champagne immediately. Don Perignon, let me give you my credit card. Oh, it's Sunday. We got to go to a grocery store to get it. Aaron, oh, my God. Get a $150 bottle of Don Perignon. We're not drunks here. You know, there's six people here. It'll be one, maybe half a glass for each of us. It's like I just won the NASCAR or something. Man, I may spray that sucker all over the studio. I may roll around crazy out in the grass after this. I may strip my clothes off, light my hair on fire. I mean, this is exciting! We're going to audit the Federal Reserve, or we're going to die trying. We're going to expose the bankers. We're going to, oh, man. Woo. Whoa. Whoa. I mean, we're just having victory after these hackers. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, the freedom, the liberty, the spirit of liberty rising across the world right now. The spirit of 1776 rising to meet the spirit of 1984 in a great tectonic battle has only begun. And there's going to be a lot of rocky roads ahead. But I'm here to tell you, we're going to beat these criminals. We're going to beat these people. Woo, man, I'm feeling good right now. Whoa. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn to celebrate victories. You get happy when, you know, a couple years ago, UT and the quarterback in the last 2 seconds runs into the end zone. And I was there with my family. That was fun. That was exciting. That is at 1/1,000,000th as beating a group of criminal bankers who know it's a fraud and want to tax all our industry selectively. Mexico, China, India, 160 other countries, no cuts. You think our economy's in bad shape right now? They get this passed. It's devastating to everybody. I actually love my children. I actually love my wife. I actually hate criminals. I love fighting them. And I know if you'd find your fighting spirit, America, and people in England and Europe and Canada and all over the world, we could beat these people. This is a private group of banks wanting to come in with a forced management system over the planet. Let me read you again out of the Associated Press, and you read the emails, they're even worse. This is a whitewash, and it's devastating. This is coffin nails. Phil Jones writes to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics over the millennium. He alludes to the technique used by a fellow scientist to hide the decline. That's a quote. Hide the decline in recent global temperatures. Some evidence appears to show a halt in the rise of global temperatures at about 1960. We better be glad we were in a warming trend because normally it's freezing cold. Jones wrote that in compelling data, he had just completed Mike's nature trick of adding in the real temps to each series of the 20 years. From 1981 onwards and from 61, for Keith to hide the decline. More emails. I mean, this guy needs to be immediately raided. But that won't happen because the government wants this. Doesn't matter. We're going to carry the ball. You're going to carry the ball. We're going to, and Paul Watson's doing an article right now. He's doing a blurb tonight, more throughout the next week. We reported this 3 days ago, but now it's confirmed. They are now admitting it. It's kind of like when I got the MIAC and Homeland Security documents earlier this year saying the Homeland Security is really for the American people to take our private property, to arrest patriots, gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. And even though I got it from two state police officers and a federal marshal, they were so freaked out I got it from multiple sources. And even though I called the FBI off the secret phone number on it and they said, where did you get this? Who gave it to you? You're going to be investigated. I mean, I knew it was real and they flipped out on the phone. It was like, watch, Commander. Yeah, this is Alex Jones. Alex Jones, they even knew who I was when I called. Homeland Security, baby. They know who I am because they know I defend the Republic and they do the opposite. That didn't mean all of them are criminals, but the leaders of it are. But I didn't come out and say it was real till a week after we broke it when it was AP, Reuters, Fox News, nationwide, international news. We weren't sure this was real 5 days ago. It is now confirmed. The use of the word trick by Jones has been seized on by skeptics. What do you mean? We have his email saying we're going to trick people and fake the data. Hide the decline. These are quotes who say his email offers proof of collusion between scientists and distort evidence to support the assertion that human activity is influencing climate change. Now, it's even worse. Not only are they in there faking the data, which they've been caught over and over again, but they always say it's an accident. They're in these emails, and I have separate mainstream articles quoting the emails. We have the emails up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Not only do we have that, but we have them talking about how to persecute and get fired and remove and destroy scientists and scientific institutions that were proving their research a fraud. See, hackers began to follow this guy, white hat hackers. And they noticed for 5 years he wouldn't release his source data. And they've now hacked him. This is just like hackers got the White House memo and the Downing Street memos 4 years ago. Remember those where Bush is meeting in England and then at the White House with Tony Blair in two separate meetings saying we can fly jets, shoot them down, blame it on Saddam. This is from 2002, 2003, the two meetings, one 2002, one 2003, the Downing Street memos 2002, 2003, right before the March invasion. And Bush is talking about how they can stage a shoot down and Tony Blair is not agreeing and how to stage terror attacks. And that was then confirmed to be real. Oh, this is just bigger. This is so beautiful, so wonderful. I'm going to come back, finish up with this, get into the other global government news as the new head of the EU openly announces world government. No more denial. We're going to come back and your calls the entire second hour.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah! Hope the New World Order hears our war growl. We got the hackers. We got the people out there getting the truth out. We're going to destroy your New World Order in the info war, you bastards. Yeah! Escape from the prison planet! Yeah! Yeah! Come on, this is war on, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't know that? Bunch of criminal Madoff, Ken Laytops trying to take over our planet with their doom and gloom scams about carbon dioxide being a nerve weapon that plants breathe. Woo! Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet! Yeah! Woo! I'm ready! We had Clutch on Friday, by the way, folks, singing that top rock band. Fighting the New World Order. Woo! Man, I am fired up! What'd you do coming in with that Clutch? That was the wrong thing to do right there. Oh, man. People think I'm joking around. We got 2 bottles of Dom Perignon coming down here right now for the end of the show. The end of the show, baby. We're popping that to these hackers, and we're... Woo! Man, you are beautiful. You know that? I love you. Man, you're after my own heart. Whew, it's feeling really good right now. I was already telling you we ought to pop some champagne on the air when Ron Paul got his audit the Fed bill to pass. 2/3 in the House going to full debate. Man, we are really identifying the real enemy here. And to all you yuppies and people that make $100,000 or even $1 million a year who think you're part of the elite, you're not part of the elite. They're going to nail you to the wall as well. Come in and join the Patriots for the big win against the New World Order. We're telling the truth. We're the good guys. We have a lot more fun than the criminal globalists. We're laissez-faire, free market, truth tellers. We're winning. 1776. Come on, what do you want? You want to be part of 1776, the spirit of 1776, or the spirit of 1984? What am I so excited about, ladies and gentlemen? Ron Paul, by the way, is coming on in a couple of weeks to talk about this. He was on with us a week and a half ago. Ron Paul, Fed Provision passes House Financial Services Committee, U.S. News and World Report. He has 311 sponsors in the House of Representatives. The Federal Reserve hired the biggest lobbying firm to beat it and were defeated. Oh, if that didn't get me excited when I found out Thursday night they'd done that. If that didn't get me excited. Man, I fight these people 16, 17 hours a day a lot of the time. All I do is wake up at 3 a.m. wanting to work. I know they're crooks. This is my whole life. You yell and scream about your football team, women. Folks, I yell and scream about saving my country, saving my republic, and we hadn't saved it yet. But let me tell you something. Every blow we throw, every punch we put out there lands right on the end of the New World Order's nose, and it's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with blood spraying out both directions. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we just get fired up and get involved and shatter the left-right paradigm, there's nothing can put the New World Order back together again. Okay, I got to settle down. Woo! Boy, I'm feeling good right now. I'm going into serious Southern Baptist Convention preaching right now. Fire and brimstone as we throw those New World Order devils in there like roasting hot dogs. Man. I feel like I'm winning the Super Bowl here. This is unbelievable. Because I got my priorities straight, ladies and gentlemen. In 14 years of fighting these people as hard as I can, I see everybody starting to wake up. It's so good. It's so exciting as the people learn that their destiny is to beat the New World Order. You know, they told the founding fathers it was Revelations and the end of the world and the lay down to King George III. They didn't listen. They told Europeans lay down to Hitler. It was the end of the world. People didn't listen, and we beat them. And we're going to beat the Stalins and the Hitlers and the Maos of the 21st century. We're going to beat them together, or we're going to die trying. Okay, I got to get settled down here. What am I so excited about? 5 days ago, we posted major hacking sites reporting that have always been credible in the past. A lot of these are, you know, top computer people making $500,000 a year that are doing this. I don't know who did it, but I know some of the groups. And let me tell you, these are hardcore people. And let me tell you something. Exposing fraud, the cops won't do it. The FBI, MI5 won't do it. The people are forced to do it. And it is so beautiful. They hacked them. It's an AP, Reuters, you name it. All the internal emails with the UN and their major universities pushing the lie that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison and the earth's going to flood and that polar bears can't swim and all this stuff. And it all came out that it was internally, they knew it was a fraud and were lying and faking the data. And everybody kept going, well, this data shows it's getting colder. It was getting hotter. We go in a natural cycle. And you know, look at Mars. Its ice caps were getting smaller the last 40 years. And suddenly they're getting bigger again. And the whole solar system is getting cold again because the sun cooled off and is not putting off any major coronal ejections. The sun flares. You know them as sunspots. They look like a spot through the telescope. Anybody that's taken astronomy knows about this. And I have all these climatologists on who lose their jobs, get fired, lose their research funding, and they're just telling the truth. It's in here how to get people fired, how to make them lose their funding, how to get their institutions shut down, how to stop their papers from getting published. It's all in here, caught red-handed, you little bastards. Excuse me, I'm not going to talk like that anymore. Because that's mean to women. Nothing wrong with people that didn't have a daddy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. They're far worse than that. I mean, there's nothing. No, I'm serious. Cockroaches. Cockroaches serve a purpose. It's not fair to call these people cockroaches. Lying, larcenous, manipulative, control freaks that want to seize our entire society through scientific fraud. That's what they are. That's what you are. A bunch of lying vipers. And I'm calling you out. And the people of the world are calling you out. And we are exposing you. So there's the AP. And there's a lot of other exciting news. The bad news is, they passed it out of committee, and it's going to the full floor for debate. of the Senate, and it looks like they're going to pass the government grabbing of health care, but we can reverse that later and still try to beat it in the next month. As bad as that is, it's nothing compared to a world government taxing mechanism. Now, you read the Club of Rome. You read the UN documents. You read the State Department documents that I've made films about, written books about, and we post on my websites. But that isn't as good as having Al Gore, Gordon Brown, and all these other people. Kevin, how are you saying you pronounce President Rompuy? Rompuy? This guy's a high-level Bilderberg Group member. Now openly in the legislature, the European Union Congress, Parliament, they are openly calling him out as a New World Order stooge. And so now they're suddenly announcing everything in plain view, kind of like it's hidden in plain view, like it's no big deal. Now, this is the BBC. This clip's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Von Rumpy, they're translating for him. But you can go to the official UN website, official EU website. Related article, Bilderberg appointee Von Rompuy is first EU president of the expanded new all-powerful EU over their people. Their governments have no power. New EU president Rompuy announces 2009 as first year of global governance. Now, I'm going to play this clip where he admits global governance, global government, and that this world government structure is being set up. And then he goes on, you can read the transcript, to say carbon tax is what's going to fund it. Just like three Sundays ago, in an article titled, We Can Do It, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, he said word for word the same stuff. Here it is. No more denial. World government's real. They told you it didn't exist while they were building it. Now they're springing it on you. Here it is.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
Now, you can go watch hours of this stuff. And Gordon Brown admitting world... In fact, let's play Gordon Brown before we go to break. I don't know if we'll have time for Al Gore and Bill Clinton and George Sr., but here is Al Gore. We got Al Gore ready? Here is Al Gore. Gordon Brown. Go to Gordon Brown.
But it is the...
These are not just a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
Okay.
We have resolved that from today...
He says it eight times in that little short speech. We're going to come back, play more of these, break down what the world government is. It isn't progressive. It's a group of private central banks regulating every facet of your life and taxing everything you do. And we're going to expose these would-be dictators who are trying to conquer our nation through corporate fraud on the other side. Hour two and your phone calls and a lot more. The New World Order's dead on arrival. It's coming down. We shall prevail. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.